Valley of Famine contains mature content and adult language. Check the show notes for specific content warnings. Hello and welcome, listeners, to the Rogue Valley Roleplayers. My name is Ben. I'm here with Nick, Austin, Ed, and Rosemary, and we're playing another session of Valley of Famine. Once again, my name is Ben. I am the marshal tonight, running the shindig, doing the things, all that good stuff.
Hello, I'm Nick. I'm playing Haru Matsuhara, the samurai and defender of Rachel's honor.
This is Austin, playing Herod Graves, who is sad.
Wait, Herod or Austin?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I am Ed, and I am playing the widow, Daisy Graves.
This is a really depressing intro. I'm sad. My name is Rosemary, and I play Deputy Rachel Jane Kennedy, who's also sad because Kane died.
Yep. All right, so we cut to the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, as she's pursuing Flint's steam wagon. Flint's wagon careens wildly down the road. They've got a bit of a lead on you since they left while the battle was still raging and you had to spend some time... You spent some time cleaning up the bad guys that were left, and then you took a little bit, a minute or so, to kind of realize that our friends are dead, and we get to need to muster together and get at this. All right, so I am going to deal out one initiative card for each group, rather than a whole bunch of stuff, and we'll just you'll decide what your actions are when your card comes up, and so on and so forth. So, the Queen Victoria, God bless her Majesty, goes on a 5 of hearts. Flint's steam wagon goes on 8 of diamonds. And if Flint's wagon gets to the 10 of diamonds down here at the very end, that means he's reached Cassandra's ranch and will go to a more traditional ground combat.
Okay.
So Flint is going to change position for free, and he's going to do an evade as an action. He's got 5 of his henchmen in the wagon with them. They're too far away to, well, let's see. We're using increments of 5 here. So they're 5, 10, 15, 20. We're actually going to use larger increments. 25, increments of 25. So 25, 50, 75, 100 squares away. So they're just going to aim. They're all going to aim their rifles up at this airship and see if they can pick anyone off if it gets closer. So first things first, Paul is going to make a driving roll to change position. He succeeds and moves forward. He pulls ahead. And he doesn't have to roll anything to evade. Since he did it as an action, everyone's going to be at a -4 to shoot the steam wagon or anyone in it. And that's it for Paul and his goons. So now, the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty.
And Fitzgerald is piloting and Gregory is assisting, basically.
He can be assisting, yeah. Probably assisting. The Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, is built a lot like a sailing ship. So he's probably doing sailing ship type stuff, like battening down the hatches and tying ropes.
Okay, yeah, Gregory spends his time making sure that all the dials and gauges are reading appropriately, so he's kind of like quickly kind of jutting his head up in front of the control console and then moving over to the sails and adjusting those to catch the wind the fastest.
Okay, go ahead and give me either a repair roll or a piloting roll.
Okay.
I forget what I gave Gregory.
Repair. That would be a 5 on the repair roll.
All right, so Professor Fitzgerald is going to get a +1 to any piloting checks he makes.
Well, that is a 7.
All right, that's enough to pull forward 1 increment. So that puts you all at 25, 50, 75, 100 squares away from Paul and his men. What's Rachel doing?
We're still way out of range. So I think She, is there a way to boost how many cards we can move? Or is that only based on the piloting roll?
It's based on the piloting roll. So you could boost the piloting.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's going to hover anxiously by Fitz and be like, can't you get this to go any faster? And she's going to try to boost his piloting.
I'm giving her all she's got.
Right.
Give it to her. Oh, I'm the captain. I built this thing. I'm not going to call her a captain. I'm the captain.
Cannot go any faster.
Why did I think of doing that myself?
We're a little low on moonbeams. I'm doing the best I can.
That's a 9, so raise.
But maybe if I catch the wind just right. And, Professor Fitzgerald's piloting goes up 2 die types.
Yeah, D12 plus 1.
Nice. Haru, what is he doing?
Does this vessel have any weapons on it?
No.
Giving some kind of inspirational speech
to who?
Everybody.
Just, okay. Well, you can only you're not Arod. You can't boost everyone.
No, I. Well, that's what I mean. It's like I don't really have anything I can do.
I think that Gregory slaps you on the back, Haru, and starts putting you to work, twisting a sail towards the direction.
Yeah,
of the
I can help with that.
Okay. Give me a piloting roll.
Ooh. That's untrained.
Look at you, trying new things in times of desperation.
Oh, that's better.
You are so bad at this.
I am very bad at this.
Why are you so bad at this?
I haven't worked on many boats or airships. And weird hybrids as this is.
You've done a lot of things on airships and stuff. You're friends with someone who owns an airship.
I don't like being off the ground.
Oh, so? Neither do I. We've plummeted. We've fallen off. That should be motivation to learn a thing or two about these things. So that way, if something happens to Daisy, you can do something about the airship.
I'll consider it after learning how to tell a good joke.
Oh, you better take up the piloting before that, because you're never going to tell a good joke. Alright, so...
Annie goes to the front and aims.
Sure. I was about to come to that.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were moving on, sorry.
Sort of. I'd half forgotten was half there. What'd you get on your roll, by the way?
A total of 3.
A total of 3, so you failed. You're a failure.
Yeah, Gregory shakes his head and lets out a disappointed sound and then shoves Haru aside.
Well, I can't have that. I can't have Gregory disappointed in me.
You've disappointed Gregory. Annie takes a position at the prowl and takes aim. Don't forget she is a Hexlinger. She has powers and abilities.
Okay, I'll have her cast Ammo Whammy.
Okay.
She gets a basic success.
Okay, yep, that's good enough. All right, new round. The Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, gets a joker. And Paul gets a King of Spades. All right, so the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, is up. Everyone's getting a +2 to all their actions. Is Gregory going to try and support?
Yeah, I think so. So
is Haru going to try and support?
Yes.
That's a 9 for Gregory.
That's a +2.
That's a 12. No, 10, sorry.
That's another +2, so a total of +6 to Professor Fitzgerald's role. Is he doing this as an action?
Whatever, yeah. I think he is so trying to catch up full steam ahead.
And that's another +8. Let's just don't roll snake eyes.
Exactly. Oh, dear, when I saw the D12, that's a 1. But I rolled a 4.
Yeah.
I rolled a 4 on the wild die there.
So you pull ahead 2 squares. The steam wagon is now 25, 50 squares away. What's Rachel doing?
I think that might bring us within range. At least definitely with Annie, because she's got the Winchester. Yeah, so using Ammo Ammy, Rachel's going to start taking shots at the steam wagon with Redemption.
I said myself a few weeks ago, Ben, you should write down stats for the steam wagon. You know what I didn't do?
Write down stats for the steam wagon.
Write down stats for steam wagon. Because I said, Ben, you know what those players are going to do? They're going to take shots directly at the steam wagon. You've planned for this. You know this. You should write shit down. There we go. All right. I got the stats out in front of me. So you're using ammo whammy. What ability are you using?
The Kentucky Windage, which doubles the shot's range.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah,
not as much.
Puts us in range.
Sharpshooter with handguns. It's
You're the kind of cowgirl they could just throw into World War II and you're just sniping planes out of the sky.
Yeah.
That's
10. A raise. Oh, this is a large object, too. I forgot. That probably would have been another plus two, but that's okay.
Still got a raise.
You still got a raise, even without that bonus. So go ahead and roll your damage now. You've got to overcome its toughness of 10. What's your armor piercing on that gun?
Just one.
Okay, toughness of 9.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
23.
23 minus 9
is 14. Which is 3 wounds.
3 wounds to the steam wagon. I did not give Paul ace, so the steam wagon has taken 3 wounds.
Fuck yeah.
In one shot.
She must have, like, hit something vital.
You hit the boiler.
Nice.
So now it's, like, letting off extra steam, and the I feel like it wouldn't be building up pressure because you just put an extra hole in it. It's losing pressure, so the wagon is now slowing down because it doesn't have any sort of ability. Well, actually, I'm going to roll on the critical wounds chart for the steam wagon, and then we'll see what it does.
Okay.
First things first, Paul is going to make a driving roll to maintain control. He manages to. But now, Rachel, go ahead and roll 2d6.
Add them together. 11.
This is a chassis hit. It was a weapon hit, but this doesn't have any weapon, so it's a chassis hit. Suffers a hit in the body with no special effects. So you've just massively compromised its structural integrity, but otherwise it's still rolling along.
Oh, okay.
But now Annie gets to do her shenanigans. She has AP2 on that, right?
I believe so, with the Winchester. Yep.
Yep. So that's with wagon. She's shooting at the wagon.
Actually, since this is Annie Oakley, she's such a badass. I kind of want her to see if she could shoot, like, something ahead of the wagon to block the road.
Okay, so she's going to do more of a test then to give Paul like a negative.
Well, she's one of the things on Ammy Whammy's explosive.
Right, but your mechanical effect is you want to make Paul distracted or vulnerable because you're shooting at stuff ahead of him.
I think so. I think her goal is to shoot kind of an explosive bullet in front of the steam wagon to see if she can get Paul to...
Go ahead and roll shooting.
Her shooting's also pretty disgusting. Do the same penalties apply to her?
Yes, actually, they would apply, so -4. Paul's going to resist this with his driving to try and circumnavigate your...
Gotta do her math now.
Stack holes.
Because she's at +2 for shooting, and then does the Joker apply to her as well? Okay, so she's also just shooting, then straight. Oh no, she aimed last time. So +2?
She aimed last time, which ignores 4 points, so that's the distance. So she's at a +4, +6.
+6, nice.
After completely ignoring...
all the penalties.
All the penalties. Oh, she doesn't have steady hands. Does she have steady hands?
She does not have steady hands.
So, -2.
I think it's a 14 either way.
14.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Nope. That is successful for Ray, so Paul is shaken, and your choice of distracted or vulnerable.
Distracted means he's at -2, and vulnerable means we're at +2.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll put him distracted.
Okay.
That makes more sense to
distracted
me.
Driving is dangerous driving. So now, that was Annie's shot. Now it is Paul's turn. And
he's got to unshake.
He's got to unshake. First things first, actually, his men are going to shoot at the airship. Probably at Annie and Rachel.
That's
so
fair.
3 against Rachel, 2 against Annie. three take shots at Annie. They aimed, so they... Or no, three take shots at Rachel. They aimed, so no penalties. But they don't have any bonuses because they're not awesome. Two hits on Rachel. And then two against Annie. Two hits on Annie. No raises, though. That's not bode well for them. All right. First hit against Rachel. Oh, God. That's blowing up two D8s.
Shit.
That was 16 plus 7 is 23. 28 points of damage, AP2.
I'm going to play my card Lucky Break to negate the damage against one character.
All right. How does that manifest?
I think this rifleman's shot is dead center. But at the last minute, Haru, by sheer accident, manages to get the plane to shift a little bit by pointing the sail in the wrong direction.
It's dead on, yeah. Then, and all of a sudden the deck tilts. The Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, loses about 20 feet of altitude all of a sudden, and that shot just...
So now the next one. By Haru getting thrown under the bus.
That's going to be 9 damage.
That will shake me.
You are shaken. And now against Annie Oakley, 10 damage.
That will shake her.
And 5 damage.
She is okay.
All right. So that was all right. That was all right. That was a good assist from Harrod.
I appreciate that.
Somehow.
From Haru.
From Haru, yes. Now Paul is going to try and unshake. So here we go. I am at a net negative 1. At 11. He unshakes and can act. So now he's going to try and drive at a negative 2. He's going to try... he's going to do this as an action. So it's going to negate his negative 2 for distracted. And he's going to get a raise and pull ahead 2 squares. Oh, he's almost to the ranch. And that's it. That's his turn. All right, the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, got a 4 of hearts, and Paul Flint got a 10 of hearts.
I'll spend a Benny for hoping for a face card here.
Oh, my God.
4 of spades. Okay, so Paul is going to go. He's no longer distracted. He is going to... put the pedal to the metal and try and get there so that he can get some sort of here we go, drive and roll. This is doing it as an action, so plus 2. Hits the wrong die. Hold on a second. Doesn't have a D12 driving. Definitely does not have that.
Natural ones. No.
Nope, that's a raise. He gets there.
Oh noes.
So it takes the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty. a minute or two to catch up as Paul's steam wagon pulls ahead and careens through a fence and comes to a stop at... what is Cassandra's married name?
It's Elizabeth Cassandra Lucas, but she goes by Cassie.
Okay. The Lucas Ranch. And Flint's men jump out and start taking pot shots wherever they can. Elizabeth and her family, her husband Frank, her kids, her adopted son Isaac Moon, kind of picked up that this steam wagon full of armed men going at breakneck speeds, followed by a weird flying ship thing, probably couldn't possibly be good news. So they've actually managed to barricade themselves inside their house. So Paul's men are taking pot shots at the house. They're also kind of looking for cover as the Queen Victoria, God bless her majesty, draws closer. Flint just kind of hops out of the wagon and starts walking up unafraid towards the front door of the house. And that is the scene you see as the Queen Victoria swoops in, comes down for a landing, and... Rachel, you and Annie drop off the sides as you jump off the ship. Haru, you probably do something similar. And Gregory hefts up his Gatling gun.
Yeah, and you all hear a massive plop behind you as hair and bullets spill off the side of the of Her Majesty's ship.
Yep. Queen Victoria, God bless Her Majesty. And I'm not quite sure what Fitzgerald's going to do. He's probably out of power points or nearly there.
I'm picturing Fitzgerald just pulls a pipe out from underneath his console and starts smoking some tobacco.
Probably. Not real casual like he grabs his pipe. He's a nervous smoker. So he runs up to the gunwale and he's watching as this all is going down. So here we go. Rachel, 7 of hearts. Annie Oakley, 9 of clubs. Gregory, 9 of diamonds. Haru, the ace of diamonds. Paul has improved level-headed and will definitely take that ace of spades. And his men get the king of clubs. So Paul comes walking up to the Lucas household. The door barges open, and Frank Lucas steps out with a double-barrel shotgun and basically shouts at Paul, "You stop right there and get back, or I'll let you have both barrels." Paul naturally does not stop. He just keeps walking forward, and Lucas obliges him with both barrels, which naturally does not slow Paul down at all. Instead, Paul keeps looking as Frank looks on horrified with his now empty gun. And then Paul stretches out a hand. And his back is to y'all, so you can't quite see what's going on. But then you see a gout of flame. You hear the scream of ghost rock as this stream of hellfire washes over Frank, setting the house on fire and doing you don't know what to Frank. You hear a human scream along with the cries of Cassie and her children.
Rachel lets out a scream, too, of horror. I mean, Frank was her brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Haru, you're next.
How are the... how many henchmen does he have with him?
5 guys.
How are they spaced?
They've spread out. They seem to have learned that grouping up is not a good idea. And they've sought cover.
But they're aiming towards the house, right? So we're coming up behind them?
I think as you came flying in, they turned around to start shooting at all of you.
Okay, I'm going to try to do, like, a semi, like, heroic, awesome thing. I'm going to rush forward to one and, like, leap over his cover and stab into him.
Okay, give me an athletics roll to leap over the cover.
That's an 11.
You do it, no problem.
All right. Then my attack roll. Oh. That's a 19, 23 to hit.
That hits with a raise. No, actually, he parries it out of the way. He's just like, whatever, dude. I'm the super fighter here.
31 damage.
He's dead. How do you kill him? Describe it. You flip over this hay bale that he's taking cover behind.
As I flip over, I just wrap around and stab right through him with one of my katana.
Okay.
Right through the side of his body, and then I turn to the next guy ready to lunge at him.
All right. And now they're going to go, so they're all going to shoot Haru. They're all going to aim for the head. So they're all at -4. Two hit. Yeah, just two hit. Yeah, that's 15. 19. 23 points of damage, AP 2.
That would be 3 wounds. I'm going to soak.
I'm glad I didn't play this card.
I soak... Oh, it's soak 1 wound.
Are you happy with that?
No. Oh, that's much better. 8, so 2 wounds.
You soak 2 wounds, so it's more of a graze, really. You manage to jerk your head out of the way as Laz is just like, watch out!
I'm
might duck into cover myself.
I've got rent space in here. Don't kill me too. Oh no. That is 14. That is 18. That is 22 points of damage.
That'd be two wounds. Suck again. It's an 11, so yeah, two wounds. So I soaked it.
All right. All right.
Good.
I was like, shit.
All right. It is Gregory's turn.
I think his goal with this minigun is to destroy their cover. Is that a thing that he could do?
That is definitely a thing he could do. There are rules for it. I don't want to look him up, so let's just make his shoot and roll, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So it's a rate of fire weapon.
So I'll get roll these individually, but... 2, 1, 8, 3
So the 8 is the only one that's actually going to hit anything. So you can destroy one guy's cover.
Okay.
We'll say you shoot up one of the hay bales one of these guys taking cover from, and it just, like, explodes. There's hay going all over the place, and this guy is left without cover. All right, Annie Oakley.
I'm going to shoot loaded for bear at
one of the goons?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you aiming for the one out of cover?
No.
Okay.
I figure I'm a good sharpshooter, and I can...
So, -2 for the cover, which means okay. You're at a net +2.
Yeah, so that's a 13.
That's a raise.
That's 12 damage.
That would shake him.
Alright, looks up that.
Alright, so there's four of these dudes left. One of them is shaken, one of them is out in the open. Rachel.
I think Rachel runs forward, ignoring everything going on. She's focused on Paul. And she's going to take a shot at him.
Okay, go ahead and roll. His back is to you.
Yep.
Probably in the process of turning around because he knows you're coming.
I'll shoot a load of wolves at him for okay. A good measure. 7.
That will hit. Not a raise.
Actually, not really. That's 9 damage.
That will not do anything to him.
So we can just start this off on a...
Spending a Benny.
I know, here.
Ones.
It's a little better. 13, 16, plus 1, 17 damage.
That will be shaken and a wound. He'll try and soak. He soaks it.
Yeah, Rachel, I think, yells out, "Turn around and face me, you coward!" And, you know, like, her hair is coming loose in the rain.
Yep. New round. Rachel has quick... Rachel has quick. Ace of clubs. Annie also has quick. King of hearts for Annie.
Quick. For Gregory.
Gregory don't need no quick because Gregory got the Joker.
Oh, thank God.
Haru, the jack of clubs. Paul has level-headed. Maybe he'll get a Joker. Sure could use that. Did not get it. He's a queen of hearts. And his men get a 9 of spades.
At least I go before the henchmen so I can get behind cover.
His men, you say?
Uh-huh.
What men?
Are you shooting to kill now?
Yeah.
All right.
So he gets rate of fire 3. He will fire at the one out of cover and two of the ones in cover.
Okay.
So first against the one out of cover. That's a 9 to hit, so a raise.
Okay.
Against the 2 in cover.
It's -2 now.
We have a 9 with the -2.
That's a raise.
And a 3 with the -2.
So one of the guys gets missed, but the other two are hit with raises.
Which will be a 2d8 plus 6. Against the one out of cover.
All right.
That is a 13...
That will shake him.
The second guy is not shaken. Pretty sure he's dead. That's 15 plus 9.
Oh, yeah. He's dead. So there are now three of Flint's men left as one of these guys thinks he's safe in cover, gets perforated into wet, meaty Swiss cheese.
I did not add my Joker bonus, so that first guy would have hit with a 15, I guess, instead of a 13.
He is actually dead then. Yep. So two guys get perforated with bullets and are dead. There's now two of Flint's men left. All right, Rachel, you're going before Paul is. That's unfortunate for Paul.
Really unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate for Paul. It's super unfortunate.
So Rachel is running forward. She pulls out the tikva from her hip and aims at Paul's heart and takes a shot. There we go. She hits.
All right. This is with the tikva?
Yeah. Or no, this is with redemption.
With redemption. Okay. What bullet were you using?
Loaded for wolves.
Okay.
9, 10. 10?
That will shake Paul.
Okay. And then she'll bring the tikva around. Also aiming at the heart. 8 minus 3.
That's a simple hit.
Ooh, nice. 18 damage.
Ouch. That's two wounds.
She's pretty pissed at him.
He's going to try and soak. He is not done yet. He soaks him. So you shoot him in the heart, but it doesn't seem to slow him down. And he's also unshaken now.
It's because he doesn't have a heart.
That's quite true. Annie Oakley's turn.
All right. So we still got a couple guys up.
Two guys. One of whom is shaken.
He's gonna load it for bear at another one of these. The non-shaken.
The non-shaken, alright. That'll raise.
15.
15, that is enough to kill.
Alright.
So, one henchman left. It is now Paul's turn. He is not shaken. His face twists into a savage snarl and an evil red light glows in his eyes. Very well, wife, let's be done with this. And he comes bounding forward towards you and is going to attack. He's going to wild attack you with his claws. And he's going to spend a Benny to wild attack you with his claws. Ah, yes, that's an 11.
And parry's 8, so I think it's a hit.
A hit. This is AP2. 10 damage.
That will shake me.
Alright. So, he gets more cloth than flesh as he slashes you with his claws. You'll probably need a new duster when all is said and done.
It's looking a little tattered.
It's quite a bit tattered. I don't think this is the first time you've been shot or clawed by a monster.
Oh, that's right. I did order a new one in town, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Maybe this is your new one.
No, I don't know if it arrived yet.
We'll say it is. It just makes it even better. The sins of Paul Flint are added as he destroys your brand new duster.
More holes than cloth now.
Yep. Haru, it's your turn. There's one dude bro left.
Well, I'm less concerned about getting into cover, so I'm just going to run over to him and cut him down to pieces.
All right.
10.
That will hit. Yes, that will hit with a raise.
Ooh. 15 damage.
He's dead.
Nice.
Well, we've cleared out the crew. Now we're just going to circle around you while you fight Flint, because we can't do anything to him.
I mean, you could go save my sister in the burning house.
Well, yeah.
In fact, I think that is what happens. Is the combat zooms in on Rachel and Paul as the rest of you, knowing full well that there's very little you can actually do against him. You run towards the house. Haru, you probably burst in over the charred corpse of Frank Lucas to search for the rest of Rachel's family. All right, Rachel. 9 of spades. Paul gets the ace of hearts. And he's going to do another wild attack. So, 11 to hit.
That's another hit. That was really nerve-wracking roll.
But it was really not really a great roll either. 9 damage.
It will shake me, but I'm already shaken.
So that is a wound. Do you want to soak?
I think I'll take the wound.
All right. So he gets at you with his claws. Probably just a flesh wound on your arm, your bicep or something. But that is his turn, and now it is your turn. You automatically unshake thanks to the power of the Tikva.
That's really awesome power. Let's see. What does Angel do?
Shoot him in the head, probably?
Yeah, I think I am going to take a headshot at him just up in...
Okay.
It's a 9.
A 9? That will hit. Not a raise.
21, 26 damage.
26 damage. That's 4 wounds.
To his head.
To his head. He's going to try and soak.
Do have a wound, right?
He has 2 wounds.
Oh, wow.
And he takes another 2. No. He takes another 3. And even though he had the implacable edge, which gave him an extra wound, he does not have enough remaining wounds. So, describe this scene, Rachel. Paul is on top of you, clawing and slashing at you. You're ducking under his blows where you can. He claws your arm. There's blood streaming down. How do you bring your gun to bear? Which gun is this again?
It was with Redemption.
How do you bring Redemption to bear on Paul in a killing shot?
I think what Rachel does is, you know, she's struggling against him, and she just wrenches her arm out with Redemption, brings it around to the side of his head, and says, "Go to hell, you son of a bitch," and pulls the trigger.
Paul's head snaps to the side as his brains blow out the other side of his head, and there is a look of surprised shock as the light goes out in his eyes, and he goes limp.
Rachel is shaking, I think, just from adrenaline and, like, kind of disbelief. She can't believe maybe that this is actually for real. Like, he's finally gone. So she stands there for a moment, just gathering herself, and then she turns to go to the house.
Yeah, this has happened so fast that I think you're the rest of the group is still fighting the fire. Haru, you come bursting out of the house with 2 of Elizabeth's children in your arms. Elizabeth's falling with how many kids does she have? 2 plus
I think
Isaac?
We've established 2 and Isaac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elizabeth follows after you with Isaac in tow. As you burst out of this house, out of the flames, with these 2 crying, wailing children in your arms, you see Rachel standing there, bloodied, trembling, and shaking, her gun smoking, and Paul's body lies crumpled on the ground in front of her.
I set the children down, kind of do a reaffirming, like, hand on Cassie's shoulder, like, making sure she's breathing all right, because fire's not what kills you, smoke is what kills you.
I mean, fire can kill you too.
Well, but usually in a house fire.
Frank Lucas would disagree with you on that. But he's dead.
And then I actually go to Rachel and pull her into a hug. It's over. He's gone.
I think Rachel breaks down into some ugly sobbing in your arms.
Haru would be pretty stoic about it, but like...
Tell her there, there. Pat her on the shoulder and say there, there.
There, there.
Oh my god, you did it. I got you to do it.
She's just, you know, pretty incoherent at this point. A lot of stuff has happened tonight.
Yeah,
right? The roller coaster.
Night.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, still fairly early in the morning.
Right.
It's still dark out, right?
There's been a lot of death. Some good, some bad. I will work on digging a grave for Frank. I think that is the best thing I can do for your family.
Oh, are you going to bury him on the ranch or take him to the graveyard?
Well, what would Cass want?
What would Cass want?
I think Cassie would want him buried on the ranch.
Okay, well then you better get to digging.
I go to the tool shed and get myself a shovel.
I feel like maybe you hand Rachel off to Cassie and us sisters are consoling each other, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
We've just lost our husbands in an ironic, horrible way.
Yeah, well, one of you, it's in a horrible way, and one of you, it's in a therapeutic way.
Yeah.
We call that bullet therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is nigh inconsolable, so you're doing your best.
Yeah. Well, Daisy's got to join this grief party.
I know, right?
Bunch of dead husbands.
I think framed against this, we see Haru walking off to the tool shed. We see Gregory saluting the charred corpse of Frank Lucas. We see Annie Oakley standing to one side, gun slung over her shoulder. And in the background, we see Jacksonville and this black, starless, moonless sky. And we see I'd previously described there was like almost a pillar of a beacon of non-light going up into the sky, feeding into this. And we see that beacon suddenly flicker and cut off. And that black, starless void slowly fades and gives way to blue sky. Or not blue sky, but to stormy sky. But actual sky. Deadlands and Savage Worlds are the property of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. All content is used unofficially under the Savage Media Network license. Find more of their great products at peginc.com. Sound effects are by Plate Mail Games and Battle Bards. Music by the Eaglestone Collective and Danheim. You can find links to all of the above in the show description. As always, thank you for joining us for this episode. If you've enjoyed this, please consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever else you listen. Thank you once again, and we'll catch you next time.